This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi, and on a bit of a lighter note, the school holidays are coming up. The kids are all going, yay! Don't know if the parents are, but if you're in the Upper Hunter and you're looking for something for the kids to do, here's an idea for Tuesday week, the 12th of July. Scone Neighbourhood Resource Centre is putting on some special activities. What are the special activities? Well, there's only one person to ask, and that's the manager, Lee Watts. Lee, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Do you get excited about school holidays at this time of year?
I absolutely do. One, my children's grown up.
That's why.
But look, it's a great time to get the kids. The kids can still get together and, do social outings. So we actually, this is an opportunity. So if kids aren't going to the same school, they can participate in an activity such as this. And we're really excited about this one. We've got Richie Lawton coming along to, we're doing the Wanneroo Eagle. So we're going to be doing, each participant will work together in the end, but they will be creating feathers that will be the wingspan of the eagle. And all those feathers, each individual one, will come together to make the enormous wingspan. So I think it's pretty exciting.
The main project, Spirit Animals in Indigenous Culture, and as you said, creating the wingspan of the, what they're calling the koal or the Wanneroo Eagle. So how awesome to be given an opportunity, well, to take part in that sort of activity, but obviously, I suppose, connect with the culture of the area as well.
That's great. Yeah, and Richie, I mean, he'll be telling some stories. He'll be giving that that theme around, you know, how that's come about, how the totem, our eagle, became our totem. So all that will be involved as well. Look, it starts at 10, finishes around 3. There'll be morning tea and lunch provided as well. It's all free. And all you've got to do is give us a call so that we know that you're coming along, and that's 6545 2562.
That number again, 6545 2562. So how many people do you expect to come along?
Well, we hope we'll get a few because, I mean, it's a huge wingspan we're doing. So the more kids that want to be involved between the ages of 12 and 24, so the more kids that are involved, the bigger the wingspan will become, and we'll be able to get all those feathers done. And it'll be something that will represent that totem, but it'll also be at the neighbourhood centre for anyone to come and have a look and a photo with it any time.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What's going to happen with it at the end? So it will stay there, and what a great way to inspire people to participate in similar activities in the future.
That's right, and we have been involved with quite a few. We had Michelle Earle here a little while back. A proud Aboriginal woman artist who did painting with the schools, and we created some beautiful canvases with animals from around here. Those canvases are actually going on our auction in August, and we'll raise money. We've kept the eagle again, which has centre place in the neighbourhood centre. So it's a continuation of that theme around Aboriginal art and Aboriginal works and understanding their culture.
Absolutely. So do kids do things like that these days? Is it just me not being a parent? Kids don't just sit at home playing video games all school holidays. Some of them do get out and about and take in some fresh air at doing something like this.
They do. And I think I often say sometimes it is very difficult for us to get the numbers. There's always a few there. Like we have got 7 already, and we're willing to take probably up to about 18, I think.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's a good thing to get away from the video games for a little while. And it might be a parent pushing you, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy the day once you get there. So if you and your friends want to be a part of this and learn a little bit about our culture and about our totem and be a part of this great day, please get in touch. We'd love to have you.
So that's 6545 2562, and of course you got some cash from the New South Wales government to help facilitate this too.
We did. It's part of the school program, and as I said, we did another art workshop previously where we did the boomerangs, and it was under the same theme with that same funding. And it's great that the New South Wales government is supporting us by doing this, because there isn't a lot of activities for our younger generation to be a part of in Scone and the surrounding areas. So to be able to offer something like this, I think, is a good thing.
Absolutely. Lee, before I let you go, last time you and I spoke, you were asking for support and donations to provide some food to those less fortunate than ourselves. How's that going? Do you still need more donations?
Oh, it's an ongoing thing, but the community have been absolutely fantastic. And being the 30th of June, it's probably, we're the 1st of July, I think, today, aren't we?
Yes, yes, we are, yeah.
But it's just been absolutely brilliant, the support we've had. And we've had a lot of people actually come on board, and they made donations by the 30th of June, which were tax deductible. And that may be something that some people might be thinking of doing if they would like to help local people that are doing it tough. They might like to set up either a one-off contribution or an ongoing contribution to the Scone Community Pantry, and that will continue to be able to provide all that support on an ongoing basis.
And what about the number of people? Is that steadied out now?
I think, as I said, and I think we spoke about this last time, one of the big things is the concern with electricity prices and things like that, and people are putting their money away to make sure that they will be able to pay those bills. Look, everything is going up, so there is concern, and we just want to make sure that we've always got the support there. It hasn't thinned out at all. We are still getting a regular basis of people coming through our doors needing help in a lot of different ways.
Lee Watts, thank you very much. You're doing a fantastic job, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi, and after the break, John Farnham on 981 2NM.